How many of you remember the way the service started last week? This is yes. Looks like most of you don't. We talked about the Chaldean church, the church that was persecuted. Many times what we do in worship in the service on Saturday nights is what happens the next morning at Glory of Zion. And last Sunday morning as we were in church in Texas, I'm watching this and I thought, golly, that's pretty amazing. How many of you like visual learning? Well, you're going to get some visual teaching on what we talked about before service to open last week. And then after it was over, I kept getting these emails. You know, people should see this. People should see this. This is really pretty good. So we're going to watch a portion. We're going to watch Dr. Robert Heidler teach. He's following up from where Chuck Pierce left off in the service, teaching on our heart and our mind and being prepared, which is what we're talking about tonight, is really having our heart prepared for him. So that when we get the phone call, we can say yes. So you're going to have to dim those lights and let's play this. Now, when they get to the time where they're ministering, I'm going to tell you to start ministering to one another. Because just because it's a video doesn't mean Holy Spirit's not moving and that he doesn't want to do the same thing here with us that he's doing in the bride. Amen?
All right. Well, you know, we're heading into an interesting year. And from what Chuck has been saying and what the Lord has been saying, God wants us to be ready for it. That doesn't mean it's going to be an easy year, but it does mean a year that we can triumph. This is not a year of defeat. But it will be tumultuous. And I think going into it, there are some things that we just need to understand. And so that's what I want to do this morning. And really, I'm going to end up pretty much the same place Chuck did, but get sort of a different route to get there. But this morning, I want to talk about the mind war, or how do you think? Do you think? See, the world has entered a stormy season. One of our most prominent politicians made headlines this week by saying, when he listens to the media, it sounds like the world is falling apart. Billy Graham's son, Franklin, said this week, he listens to the news and the world is in such a mess, he said, I can't help but wonder if we're in the last hours before Jesus returns. But this is a time when a lot of people are confused and a lot of people are fearful, but God does not want his people to walk in fear and confusion. Now, Chuck recommended three books. I'm just going to recommend one, but they're all good. But Chuck wrote God's Unfolding Battle Plan. And that's a very important resource, I think, for this season that we're in, because in the book, Chuck reveals some keys that we need to be equipped with to walk in victory. One of the most important chapters is called The Mind War. And in that book, Chuck said this. He said, if we hope to move forward in complete victory, we must transform our minds to think the way God thinks. We must adopt his thoughts for today rather than our own. One of the greatest coming wars will take place on the battlefield of the mind. For every process of moving into a new dimension, change is necessary. Mindsets have to be altered. Old patterns must make way for new ones, and ultimately we must think differently. So to understand the mind war, we need to understand mindsets. What is a mindset? I went online and got some several different definitions. A mindset is a fixed frame of reference. It's a point of view through which you experience reality. It's a habitual mental attitude that determines how you will interpret and respond to situations. It's a set of assumptions and methods which is so firmly established that it creates a powerful incentive to behave in a certain way. See, how you react to the world around you is determined by your mindset. Now, your mindset is totally unconscious. You don't realize that you even have a mindset, and yet that mindset drives all of your actions and determines subsequent results in your life. Now, in Romans 1, we see that the Bible divides the human race into three categories. There's the Jew, the Greek, and the barbarian. And those, I believe, are three different mindsets that we can have. The first is the barbarian mindset. There is a Greek mindset. And then there's a Hebrew or biblical mindset. So we're going to look at each one of these and see what you are. First of all, the barbarian mindset. Most of the Old Testament world had a barbarian mindset. A barbarian looks at the world this way. There's the oppressor, and there's the oppressed. The oppressor has the power to intimidate. The oppressed is too fearful to resist. And so the operating principle of a barbarian mindset is fear. To a barbarian, the strength of a government is measured by its ability to hold people in fear. So in the barbarian world, the form of government is tyranny, ruthless dictatorships. You think about areas of the world that are under ruthless dictatorships, you have a pretty good idea where the barbarian mindset is enforced. Terrorism is birthed from a barbarian mindset. The barbarian says, if you fill people with fear, you can control them. Several years ago, we were with Chuck on a trip to London, England. And we got there the day after they had the bus bombing and the subway bombings, and the whole country was in turmoil because of the terrorist attack on the city. So the whole city was in an uproar, and in the news, they were interviewing people from the city, and everybody that they interviewed said basically the same thing. Over and over again, they would say, I don't understand this. I don't know why anyone would want to do this. Why would someone just want to go and kill innocent people that they don't even know? That's because England does not have a barbarian mindset. And so to the people of London, what happened was incomprehensible. But that is just standard operating procedure in a barbarian society. You know, a couple of years back, it was in the news, the Taliban came into town, grabbed a 9-year-old boy off the street, and hung him as a spy. Why did they do that? Because that keeps the whole village in fear. Here, this is basically Satan's favorite way of operating. See, Satan is an oppressor. He comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. He holds mankind, even many Christians, in such fear that they don't want to resist him. Why are many Christians afraid to learn intercession and afraid of spiritual warfare? It's because they're terrified of the consequences. Satan has convinced them that terrible things will happen to them if they resist him. But if you've been told that, and if you think that, what you need to know is that Satan is a liar. God doesn't say resist the devil and he'll do you in. God promises resist the devil and he will flee from you. So if your life is dominated by fear, you are being held captive by a barbarian warlord named Satan. Fear is Satan's tool. It is the opposite of faith. God does not want you to live in fear. God wants you to know that you have a loving Heavenly Father who cares for you. So we have the barbarian mindset, but there's also a Greek mindset. And if you understand these, you'll really understand what's going on around you in the world a lot better. You see, the ancient Greeks gave us a new mindset. The Greeks worshipped man. They created their gods in the form of man. You look at the Greek gods, they're just human beings with superpowers. But the Greeks felt man has the power within himself to fix everything. We can make the world a utopia if we all work together. And so the Greeks invented a new form of government called democracy. And it basically said, utopia comes when people rule themselves. Now the operating principle of the Greek mindset is pride. That pride operates through human reason and human intellect. The Greeks believe knowledge is power. What we understand, we can control. Now, a Greek mindset is a lot more pleasant a society to live in than a barbarian one, but that's still not God's mindset. The Greek mindset is not a biblical mindset. See, the Greek mindset is Satan's plan B. Satan would rather oppress you, he's a barbarian at heart, but he will use a Greek mindset to keep you from God's best. And much of the church today has a Greek mindset. I mean, you talk to people in a lot of churches, and the subject of tongues comes up. Why were a lot of people reject tongues? It's because they say, well, I don't understand it. I don't see the point of that. And see, to a Greek mindset, human reason is supreme. It cannot accept what it does not understand. And I want to tell you, if you're dealing with God, a lot of times you have to accept things without understanding. A lot of times God confuses the mind to test the heart.
That's right.
So we have the barbarian mindset, we have the Greek mindset, but then we also have the Hebrew mindset. And you don't have to be Jewish to have a Hebrew mindset. The Hebrew mindset is a biblical mindset. Romans 12 says, don't be conformed to the world. One translation says, don't let the world press you into its mold, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So the Hebrew mindset is the result of a mind being transformed by the truth of God. The operating principle of the Hebrew mindset is not fear or pride, it is faith. Faith works through love. It's coming to know the living God and learning to walk by faith in Him. And it's a totally different way of operating. And it seems foolish to the world. See, to the barbarian, the Hebrew mindset says, I will trust and not be afraid. Drives them crazy. How do you control someone? You can't make them afraid. To the Greek, the Hebrew mindset says, I will trust in the Lord and lean not on my own understanding. Sounds foolish. Let's compare these three mindsets, and I think you'll begin to see some things. First of all, the barbarian says force is supreme. Power comes by creating fear. The Greek mindset says the mind is supreme. Power comes through knowledge. The Hebrew mindset says God is supreme. Power comes from knowing Him. So how do you get ahead in life? Well, the barbarian says you get ahead by oppressing other people. You win by intimidation. The Greek says you get ahead by getting more education. Knowledge is power. The Hebrew says you get ahead by learning to walk in the favor of God.
Yes.
How do you deal with a thief? Barbarian says chop his hand off. That creates fear. The Greek says re-educate him, give him better job skills. The Hebrew mindset says, first of all, a thief must make restitution 7 times what he stole, and in the process, you get him saved. How do you resolve problems? The barbarian is still feared. See, a barbarian only respects you if you are strong enough, unless a barbarian only respects you if you are strong enough to make him be afraid of you. The Greek mindset says, let's solve it by reasoning together. Let's negotiate. We can work it out. Now, you see how the Greek mindset and the barbarian mindset, it's hard for them to resolve differences peacefully. The Hebrew mindset says you solve problems by gaining wisdom and direction from God. This helps you understand world history. You know, the Roman Empire started as barbarians. But in the process of their conquest, they switched over to a Greek mindset. So the Roman armies conquered Greece militarily, but Greece conquered Rome culturally, and Rome came to have a Greek mindset. That's why you got the Pax Romana. Rome ruled with an iron fist, but everybody benefited. Now, in the Dark Ages, Europe fell back into a barbarian mindset. The result was the feudal system. But then the Dark Ages ended at the Renaissance when Europe again embraced a Greek mindset. So Western civilization today is built on a Greek mindset. Now you hear a lot of the news about the clash of cultures. That really is a clash of mindsets. Because Europe and America both embrace a thoroughly Greek mindset, but groups like the Taliban and ISIS and Hamas are built on a barbarian mindset. So we assume the answer to everything is education and democracy. They think democracy is weak because it does not create fear. We send out educators, they send out terrorists. We hold elections, they hold executions. And because our culture is so ignorant of mindsets, we often end up with some unpleasant surprises. Our government pushed for free elections in Gaza. We were sure that everybody in the Middle East would be happy and peaceful if they could just have democracy. And so they had their election, and Gaza elected terrorists. And so things got worse instead of better, and everybody in our government was scratching their heads saying, how did that happen?
Now, are you hearing this? Now make sure you hear this. Democracy is not the God thing. Democracy is a Greek mentality. We forced it on Gaza, and they got the terrorists they needed.
These same mindsets operate in the church. You look at church history, the Catholic Church in the Dark Ages embraced a barbarian mindset. How do you keep people in line? Fear of the Inquisition. But then, at the Reformation, the church switched and embraced a Greek mindset. It put the Bible back in the hands of the people, which was a good thing, but it also had overemphasis on human reason. And so the Reformers built elaborate systems of doctrine to try to figure out God, to try to understand God, and then they spent most of their time arguing with each other who had the right system. The church today has a thoroughly Greek mindset.
Robert, stop us right now. You don't have to make us repent for something. We're not going to even be able to hear the next part if we don't repent of what you just said. You can't hear if you don't repent. You're going to have to repent. You're going to have to say, I have got to realign my thought process. Rate yourself. See, if God hadn't given me a Hebraic mindset when I was 18, I would have been more barbaric, probably, but I would have been brilliant in being barbaric. You see how it works. You have to understand how you are prone to be. Right now, Father, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to remove the wrong mindsets out of us. We say forgive us for learning things that weren't the right way of you. Forgive us for not seeking your mind. Break the power of the Greek mindset in us. Linda, come up here and pray over us. Now, we've got to get this. We've got to get it. We want to be able to hear what the Hebrew mindset looks like.
Heavenly Father, we acknowledge today that we have believed that the Greek mindset was the truth. We have believed that it was your best way. We have substituted something else for what you intended to have. It says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. It doesn't say, blessed whose nation has free elections for all the people. Lord, we acknowledge today that we have believed this with our whole heart. We have imported it and forced it on other nations. We are reaping havoc today because of this lie that is foundational in our nation and is foundational in our way of thinking. Now, God, we ask you today to uproot this out of us, every part of our being that this has permeated into. We ask you to shine your light on it and to uproot it. We ask you to move us from a foundation that relies on human wisdom, human reasoning, the ability to compromise, to come to peace. And we ask you, Lord, to put us back on a foundation that says, the Lord is our God, and as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Lord, we ask for that renewal of mind that you have for us, that we will be washed by the water of the Word, that our minds will be transformed by the renewing of Holy Spirit, and we will adjust, we will let go of anything in us that holds us in this old way, that will do nothing but hold back the move of your Spirit. Lord, even to the place where we have believed in a city, that if we can just get all the pastors in unity, then the Holy Spirit is going to move. We repent of that group thinking. You said you were sending in your ecclesia. Yes. You were sending in your church that would bring the power of your kingdom in. Lord, where we have blocked the move of Holy Spirit because we waited for everybody to get in unity, we repent, Lord, for every way that this has touched us and affected us. Today we repent. We ask for you to lay a new foundation of God's government in us, of God's mind in us, and that our thoughts, our actions, our choices, our belief system would come into line with you in a new way. Holy Father, change us.
Yes.
Now hear me, we're going to get this. We're going to get this. We are going to get this. God, this is probably our most important message. We've had all of this together from start to finish. Lord, we ask for help. Just cry and ask Him for help. Lord, you've got to help us get this thinking process right. You've got to make us think the way you think. You've got to make us think in prosperity, not Jews. You've got to cause us to cut ties with old bloodlines. Father, we have just taken the world in, just swept it into us with all of this knowledge. Father, we say right now, we're cutting ties with that in Jesus' name. Our thought processes.
Yes.
And Father, we say we repent of that root of pride that's in us. Lord, that pride that says that we have so much knowledge that we can understand some things. Lord, even that has come into the church, that if we just learn enough, if we just memorize enough, that somehow that's going to make us holy. Lord, you've given us teachers in the body of Christ, but we say, Lord, our dependence is upon you, O God, and upon the power of your Holy Spirit. And we say that holds back the gifts and anointings of the Spirit of God in us, that says we don't know enough, we haven't learned enough to be able to operate in the power of the Holy Spirit. God, we say, forgive us for looking to our brain rather than looking to the Spirit of God. Lord, we thank you today that you are shifting us into a biblical mindset, that you're causing faith to rise up on the inside of us. God, we say our faith is
Asian people repent in your language. The Asian people are they're an intellectual people. Repent and repent in your language. And quit trying to figure it out. See, some of us, we want to hear English. Heaven doesn't run on English, people. Heaven runs on spirit world. You can get it by the spirit today. You can get it by the spirit today.
Kirk is from Ho Chi Minh City.
Now I ask James to repent for the African bloodline. Zambia is on the verge, I mean, most Christian nation in Africa, but their president is very ill. And when their president dies, it's fair game for anything. It was recorded all the machetes are being brought in. See, you're going to have to shift. Lord, we decree Africa will shift into a Hebrew mindset.
Lord, right now, Lord, we just, as people of African descent, Father, we lift up our voices to you, Lord, in repentance, Father, that our eyes and our minds have continually reverted to these tactics of control and fear when we feel like we're losing control. But Lord, right now we say that you are our God. You are our thought process, Father, that we move by faith and we relinquish our own understanding of things that we've taught ourselves and the ways that we have moved in order to remain in our own power and our own strength. Father, you are God, and we acknowledge your sovereignty in Jesus' name.
James Pinto, come repent for the Hispanic Latino mindset. It exalts itself. Now, let me tell you something. The cartels across the world, we decided to go to Laredo, just like we're going to all the other hard places, because it's one of the worst places in all the earth, Laredo, to deal with that spiritual force. That Latino bloodline can be one of the most violent, exalted bloodlines there is, and God is saying right now he wants the power of Holy Spirit to come. So if you're Latino, if you've got that in your bloodline, stand up right now as James prays over you.
Padre, te damos gracias ahora, Señor, y nos arrepentimos en este momento, Padre. Decimos, Señor, que no nos sometemos al sistema barbárico ya más. Rompemos esas cadenas, Señor, y al sistema griego, Señor. Decimos que somos del sistema del Espíritu Santo, del cielo, del sistema de Dios, la mente tuya, Señor. Nos arrepentimos, Señor, por ese sistema antiguo, Señor, y ahora caminamos en una nueva estructura, Señor. Declaramos, Señor, que nuestra mente, Señor, ahora es la mente hebraica, la mente de Jesús. Nos sometemos al Espíritu Santo ahora, Señor, y aún desde el momento de la Inquisición en España nos arrepentimos por aquellas muertes, por aquellas atrocidades, Señor, y decimos que ahora caminamos en libertad. Libertad, libertad.
Now let's clap our hands and sing God is doing something else.
And Lord, we repent for your church that we put the mindset of our secular world ahead of the truth of your word. You know, when the Protestant church has set up their church governance, they did not set up apostolic church governance. They chose democratic church governance. And that cut the church off from the power of God. But the good news is God is restoring a Hebrew mindset. One of the greatest battles ahead for God's people is the battle for the mind. God wants our minds to be transformed. He does not want us to walk in fear. He does not want us to walk in pride. He wants us to walk in faith. God wants to break off our faith in the human intellect. God wants us to draw close to Him, to learn to hear His voice and to walk in His ways. To win the mind war, there are two things that are necessary. First of all, we must meditate on the Word. That's where Chuck ended up in his part of the message. Tell your neighbor, you need the Word. Secondly, you must discipline your mind to take every thought captive. So first of all, meditate on the Word. The word meditate in the Bible is really a word that a farmer would use. It's the word for a cow chewing its cud. The cow goes out and eats and then sits down under a tree and just chews it over and over and over again. That's what God wants us to do with His Word. The goal is not just to read our Bibles. It's good to read your Bible, but if reading the Bible is just a superstitious chapter a day keeps the devil away, it's not going to do much good. He wants us to take in the Word, but then meditate on it, to think about it throughout the day, to ponder it. He wants His Word to begin to saturate your mind. And both Psalm 1 and Joshua 1 say that if you will do that, if you will saturate your mind with the Word of God and meditate on it day and night, He promises that you will be successful in everything you do. As you fill your mind with God's thoughts, your mind is transformed. Secondly, you need to take every thought captive. Because not every thought that wanders across your mind is from God. Satan will plant thoughts in your mind that are not aligned with God's Word. And so when you see a thought coming into your mind, you need to grab it. You need to capture it. Examine every thought that comes into your mind and see what it is you're thinking. Compare it with the Word of God. You know, many people are held captive by a barbarian mindset and they don't even know it. So ask yourself, what am I thinking? If you think you have to dominate and intimidate someone else to get ahead, that's a barbarian mindset. It will cut you off from God's blessing. If you're controlled by fear, if you're always thinking about all the terrible things that can happen, and you let your fears limit what you do, that's part of a barbarian mindset also. It's not living by faith. Faith says what David said, surely goodness and love will follow me the rest of my life. So if you've been walking in a barbarian mindset, I have good news for you. You can repent. You don't have to try to dominate everybody else. You do not have to walk in fear. You can trust and not be afraid. You can repent of that. And you don't have to go out from here the same way you came in. Some of you have a greed mindset. And again, you need to take the thoughts captive. If you think you can get where you need to be through your own strength and intellect, that is a greed mindset. You need to ask yourself, am I willing to follow God even if I don't understand what He's doing? Can I receive what God is doing even if it offends my mind? You know, a lot of churches reject revival because when revival comes, things happen that make people's minds go tilt. I mean, I don't understand what's going on there. I'll tell you, if it's God, accept it, whether you can understand it or not. See, your mind is an important tool, but your mind must always be submitted to your spirit. Yeah. And there'll be times and days ahead when your mind will not know the way. The only way to move forward will be to know by the Spirit.
Let me say one thing on that. Let's take infirmity. Let's go back to what we're saying. We want to get this today. By His stripes you're healed. That means if you have a spirit of infirmity, some way or another you're going to have to allow that stripe to come down into your body to knock the infirmity out. Some people will say, I'm not going to take chemotherapy because that's not God's way. It might be God's way to knock the cancer out of you. It might not be God's way. You have to hear God tell you what to do to enter into the success that He has for you. By His stripes, you're healed. That's what you say. All right, Lord, how are you going to bring that stripe down on top of this infirmity in me and knock it out of my body?
So if you have been walking with a Greek mindset, I have good news for you. You can repent. You can change. You can learn to walk in the Spirit. God wants you to walk with the mind of Christ. You can transform your mind to think the way God thinks. See, God is raising up a prophetic people who know His voice and walk in His ways. God is raising up a people who will not be pressed into the mold of the world, who will not be filled with fear and confusion by the storms that rage around them, who will walk in the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, who will do the works of Jesus and bring forth great harvests in the earth. That's what God is calling His church to. So resolve this morning, covenant with God, to fill your mind with His Word. Take every thought captive. Be willing to repent every place your life doesn't line up with His Word, and receive your new mindset today. Let's stand up. Now put your hand up on your mind. Wherever it is. Now or somewhere. And just say, be transformed.
Be transformed.
Be transformed.
Be transformed.
Be willing to change.
Be willing to change.
Ask the Lord to believe one word to read. Then realign your thought process. Lord, there's not one person in here that's not called to prosper. Your will is for us to prosper, to succeed on our path. Feel the Spirit weighing down. Let Him weigh down on you. Some of you, let Him push your religious boundaries out of place. See, a doctrine will narrow your thoughts if you don't get the full counsel of God with it. Now, Lord, we drop a plumb line, that plumb line over the way we're thinking today. Each one of us, Lord. We just move it down through us. Now, some of you are having the most difficult time in capturing your thoughts. If that's you, lift your hands. If you have lots of thoughts and you can't grab hold of the thoughts that's coming in. In other words, one thought will come in, and before you can even process it, there's another one coming in, and before long, you're not sure what you think about who you are in Him. Now, Father, right now, I'm going to ask for supernatural grace this week to capture each thought that comes to anybody connected here. The Lord says, when it comes, write it down, look at it, dissect it, write what the Word says next to it. Get help, get prayer from somebody. Father, I say right now, there's got to be a shift in us. The Lord woke me up at 3 o'clock this morning and said, you have a fear of this. it was something I could have never thought of, that I even feared. It was something beyond, and it was linked with a religious spirit, and the minute he said it, I could see how it ruled our whole bloodline. Now hear me, hear me. This message today, we need to watch it, rewatch it. You need to listen to First Fruits going with it. I'll be teaching again Tuesday at noon. This is so key for the way we think as we step day by day into the future. Get your friends connected. Don't try to make it religious. Some of you think, well, if I just don't study enough the Bible, I won't get it. That's a Greek mindset. Stop doing that. Let the Word of God be quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword within you. Just get one Word working through your body like a sword. We're afraid of the war that the Word produces within us. Now, confess that as fear. Some of you are afraid that a word's going to come to you that you don't have already thought through. Therefore, it's going to create some havoc in your understanding. Break the power of that off of you. There are things in the Word of God you don't know, you don't get, you haven't ever uncovered yet. There's thinking processes that Word can uproot within you so you can be more successful as you walk. Father, we decree right now. See, all those clans had to come together. God created them as one people, even though they think differently, and they have warred against each other, but now they're having to come together and learn to worship together. Father, I decree right now, you've got people that want to learn to worship. Father, we have a people that want to come in and learn to worship in a new way. Lay your hands on someone's head, and they can put their hand on their heart and just say the word, light it up.
Does that help you understand where the world is at? When we were little kids, we probably all had the barbarian mindset. As we became teenagers, we probably walked in the Greek mindset. But Dad is calling us to walk in the Hebrew mindset. So, if you could, why don't you be seated for a minute? He is building his kingdom on the Hebraic mindset. Always has, always will. The United States is not a democracy. It is not a democracy. It is a republic. That's what our founding documents say. It's a government of the people, for the people, and by the people. We have a democratic process that elects leaders. Do you see the difference? The founding fathers founded our nation on a Hebraic mindset mixed with the Greek mentality. They used two main documents. Blackstone's commentary, which is a book of laws, which is based on the Bible. And the second book was the Bible. They tried to apply a Hebrew mindset in a Greek surrounding. So as we move forward, when you get confronted, ask the Lord to give you his mindset, because it's the one that depends on him. Isaac, you can't do it in your own strength, can you? I can't, but he can. Zach, you can't think your way out of it. I couldn't, but he can. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are greater than our ways. Lord, I thank you that you have created us in your image and your likeness. Lord, that you made us to be vessels through whom you could pour your spirit to touch the world around us. And Lord, we ask that this week you would make us to be vessels that pour your spirit every place we go. Lord, I ask that day by day as we walk in your Hebraic mindset, you would fill us with more of you and then squeeze us out wherever we go, so that when we come back to you, you fill us again so you can send us again. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you all. Please stay in fellowship.